So we're going to continue on the Gemara Nayin Vav Amud Aleph, but we're going to switch over to the Ritva for the rest of the chat. So he says like this. So he's trying to work through the Shakla V'Tayra of the Gemara, because it was up till now, what do we have? We have the idea that the cooking of the korban the next day, the cooking of the shlamim the next day, let's say, will remove most of the tam of yesterday's shlamim, and prevent the chalos of nosar. Okay. So the Gemara says, so that there are two problems. Right. So the Gemara says that's good if what. That's good if you cook shlomim. Teinach shlomim, the cave into the shnei yamim is achli mikamedin havi nosar kohavi giul. So if we only have shlomim, it would work out. Why? Because on the first day you cook a shlomim. The next day it's not nosar because you have 2 days for the shlomim. So on day two, you can cook another shlamim, and you'll have a gil from the, you'll get out the tam of yesterday's shlamim. And then tomorrow, yesterday's shlamim won't be nosar. Right? Elechates, kevin deliyam v'laylamis achlo, ki milvashal boho idnochates, havi nosar, ki hoda mevashal bo lemochor, o shlam mochates. Kopolot nosar, okay, so the problem is, if you cook a chatas today and you leave it till tomorrow, it'll be nosar tomorrow. And then when you're mevashal shlamim or chatas tomorrow, it'll be polate nosar of today's chatas into tomorrow's chatas to shlam. So how do you avoid that problem of when there's a chatas? So that's what the Gemara says, it's not a problem. If you have to cook a chatas today, hoda mevashal boha idna shlamim. So cook a shlamim after the chatas. Okay. So now what do you have? He says the chatas de lamachar v'shlamim de esmal v'hadi hadodi kosholim zmanayu. Right. In other words, the chatas that you're going to cook tomorrow, shlamim, you mean at the same time. All right. So it says like this, that what the chim of ashal bo chatas ho idno, so if you cook a chatas today, so now what are you worried about? You're worried if you leave the spit over till tomorrow, the chatas from today will become nosar tomorrow morning at Olos HaShachar. That'll be too late, right? Yeah. So he says, so what do you do? When you cook a chatas today, hoda mevashal bo ha'idna shlamim. Rashi, bo ba'yom, you're going to cook a shlamim. So then what's going to happen? So now you'll have tam shlamim in the spit. Right? The shvud will now have tam shlamim. And tomorrow, if you cook another chatas, so he says, techatas dilamochar, so tomorrow's chatas, and the shlamim of yesterday, meaning of today, bahadi adodi kosholim zmanayu. Because if you cook a shlamim today, you have today and tomorrow. Right? When you cook a shlamim, you have 2 days. Okay? V'hoda mevashal shlamim dilamochar. So what does it mean, Bahadi Adadi Sholom Zimanayu? So Rashi says, Ve'ein kan pleitas nosar. There'll be no pleitas nosar. V'hodem avashal be'shlomim bo'vayom. And then you'll do another shlomim tomorrow. Ki de'amirin b'chol pam. De'kol pam, what's that? De'kol pam avashal shlomim la'achachatas bo'vayom. Ki heichi d'lo nahavi nosar l'machar. But basically, all this Gemara is concerned about is that you don't ever wind up with nosar in the shvud. Right? I mean, it's not, according to Rashi, it's not saying anything more than basically after every chatas, you cook a shlamim to avoid nosar the next day. All we're concerned about is nosar and the shvut. And the Gemara is saying, every time you cook a shlamim, you basically are machshir the shvut in the way that the Rashi explained yesterday. That it takes out enough time to make the chalos of... that it takes out enough of the tam of the chatas that whatever remains won't become nosar. Right? Now that's the formula we're working with. You cook a chatas in the shvud today. It has a full blias of chatas, full bli of chatas. If the full bli of chatas stays over till tomorrow morning, it'll be chal shem nosar on that full bli. How do you get rid of the full bli of chatas? Cook a shlamim in it. Now you have a tam bli of shlamim. Yeah, but shlamim doesn't become nosar tomorrow. Shlamim becomes nosar in 2 days. So as long as each day after the chatas you cook a shlamim, you'll never have the next morning be the zman nosar of any tam that's left in the shvud, of any full tam in the shvud. Okay? So the Gemara says, the solution works so perfectly, what do you need hagala for? That's the problem. And to that there was no answer. Right? No, there's no need for Haggalah? Okay. So this is what's bothering the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ramban, Tosos. Everybody's bothered with this problem. The following problem. Ready? It goes like this. Hikshu v'tosos. Amai nicha. Why is it good? Why is it good that if you hook the chatas, they cook a shlam afterwards? Why is that good? Hare memaid zman achila shlamim shalamochar shekiblu pleita shlam de'ayom. Play the chatas dayom, whatever it is. Even if it's shlamim, even if you're working on shlamim, the ain an echom el lemochar because man shlamim dainu dahashta vasa lemaitz man achila shlamim she may be kodshim lebeis apsol. Because the problem is like this: this whole gemara is focusing on what the shvud. All it's focusing on is one question: does the shvud become nosar? But that's not the only question that we have to deal with. There's a principle in Kudjim that you can't be mamait the achila that a carbon has. Okay, so let's say I have two kudjim. Let's say I have two shlamim in front of me. I have a shlamim from yesterday and I have a shlamim from today. Okay, can I cook them together in the same pot? No, I can't cook. I'm not allowed to cook them together in the same pot. Why? Because the shlamim from today has 2 days to be eaten. It has 2 days left to eat. The shlamim from yesterday only has 1 day left for achila. So if I cook the shlamim from yesterday with the shlamim from today in the same pot, I'm effectively going to be taking a day away from the shlamim of today. Now, that's tam kicker. You have to eat it kechomer shebohem. That's the rule. Whenever you have two kudshim nogu zebezeh that touch each other with a transfer of tam, you have to eat it kechomer shebohem. So now I'll have to eat today's shlamim like yesterday's shlamim, which means I lose a full day of achila shlamim. You're not allowed to do that because that hastens the psul of nosar. You're not supposed to hasten the psul of nosar. Okay? Got it? So that's what's bothering all the Rishonim. It's very nice that we'll prevent the shvud from becoming nosar, but at what cost? In order to prevent the shvud from becoming nosar, I have to basically take the time of today's, I have to take the time of yesterday's shlamim and put it into today's shlamim, right? Because yesterday I cooked the shlamim, so this morning there's no nosar, but I do have I have a second day tam shlamim in my shvud. So when I cook today's shlamim, I'm effectively transferring the yesterday's shlamim, the chumrah of yesterday's shlamim, which means I can only eat it today, to today's shlamim. So that's their problem. How do you do that? Now it's going to be that you can't eat it tomorrow anymore. Right? Okay. The also lemaitz man achila shlamim lefisha mevik shlamim lebeis apsol. The tirtzu the cave under the mocher heterahu ein lochish lekach. Davale no same tam, by no same tam, de hetera. Brilliant answer. A brilliant answer in Tosis of a part. Shehi Mutter. The kol blias hashvud hayom. It's suspect, but brilliant. The kol the hacha blias hashvud hayom havichad nosin tam. Ukeshechozer upolit bekudshim demachor havi nosin tam bar nosin tam v'shuv ein lachushlo. Okay, so that's what I sent to you this morning. There's a principle, the famous well-known principle in Yaradeya of not bar not. Okay, it means nosin tam bar nosin tam. And it's really the same idea that we were discussing yesterday with the Rashba. That if I have that if I have tam rishon of chalav, let's say, right? You have a pot that you cooked milk in. So that, now that pot has a tam rishon of chalav, right? So if I cook basar in that pot, you'd have basar b'chalav. Because it's a tam rishon of chalav, so I have the primary shame of chalav in the form of tam. But if I cook vegetables in that pot, so what tam do the vegetables have? They have what's called a second degree tam, a tam of a tam. It's a nosein tam of a nosein tam. Why? Because the milk gave tam to the kli, and then the kli gave tam to the food, to the vegetables. So the vegetables only have a tam of a tam. Okay? So that's what we consider like a tam kolish. So you say that is a weakened tam in the vegetables. And on that, there's no basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav won't be chal on that tam. Okay, so basically, as long as you have two nisnosne tam, and it's all heter, meaning it's just it's a question of can isser be chal. It's not a question of reducing the isser. If I had chazer that I cooked in a pot and then cooked food in the pot with the chazer, of course the second time would be usser. That's like we were discussing yesterday. Once the isser is there, any degree of time is usser. But in terms of preventing the chalos of the isser, if it's a second degree time, we say it's nothing in terms of chalos isser. So effectively, it's batal. Okay, we're machmer with Bishul, but the concept is true. Whether it applies exactly to Bishul or only to certain other cases is a detail right now. But the point is, the point of Tosfos, it works by this case. So he says like this: how do we get rid of the problem? What's our problem? Our problem is, if I cook on the shvud today, I'm going to be putting in yesterday's tam shlomim into today's shlomim, right? He says, yeah, but yesterday's tam shlomim today is mutter. Right? There's no isser. There still is no isser. Yesterday's tam shlomim is heter today. Because today it's still royal achila. So really, all I have in today's shlomim is a tam of heter. And a tam of heter is we don't consider there to be any it's considered a bottle. So basically, I'm not going to be mamait in the achilas shlomim, because tonight, what are you going to say tonight? What's going to happen tonight? Nothing. The shame noser will not be chal on the tam of the tam that's in my shlomim, right? You hear? Okay. Right. It would be just like if I cook, just like when I cook vegetables in a flesh in a milchig pot, I don't say there's any tam chalav left in the pot, in the food. I say it's a not bar not of the chalav, and a not bar not de hetera is bottle. So too here, I have is a not bar not de hetera of shlomim. Okay. So that's a very good answer. It's a very good answer. So he says like this. He says, Umiyu hadam rinam besomach lo tzricha d'chi mevashal bo chatos ha'idna. Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Hadam mevashal bo ha'idna shlomim d'chi hadam boshal bo lemocha chatos o shlomim chatos de lemocha v'shlom de ha'idna b'hadi adadi shalom zmanayu. He says, this answer works nicely by shlomim. The answer works good by shlomim. The answer works good by Shlomim. But it's not going to work so well by Chatas. Why? Need to know a little bit more about the Kudshim in this one, for this one. Why? He says like this. The sof sof hare yesh b'shlomim tam basar chatas. U'memaet mipnei kein achila shlomim. U'mevion l'beis ha'psol. L'fi she'ashlomim ne'echolim l'zorim u'lenoshim u'lavodim. Ve'atab ne'tam achatas she'bahem einam ne'echolim el l'zichri kahuna kedin chatas. So he says this whole principle of not bar not relies on the fact that it's all heter now. That there won't be any future chalos iser on what is heter now in a second degree of tam. But chatas right now has chumras above shlomim. In other words, if I take two shlomim, if I take shlomim from yesterday and shlomim from today, right now there's no difference between them. Everything I can do with yesterday's shlomim, I can do with today's shlomim. Okay, so it's all a matter of tonight there will be an Isra Chal on yesterday's Shlom that won't be Chal on today's Shlom. So we can prevent that with a not bar not. But if I have, but Shlomim and Chatas right now have very different dinim. Shlomim is Kudshim Kalim, as it can be eaten anywhere. It can be eaten by anyone, anywhere in Yerushalayim. Okay? But chatas can only be eaten by zichrei kahuna in the azar, right? It can only be by zichrei kahuna. So it's not but the stringencies of chatas aren't something that will come. They are something that exists right now. So in that sense, chatas is like iser. That a not bar not of the chatas is not going to the shame chatas won't disappear because it's a not bar not, right? And all the present dinim of achilas chatas will now be applicable to the shlomim of today. So that's definitely reducing the din of the shlomim. You understand? So he says, that's not going to work. To just say, cook shlomim after chatas will not prevent the problem of being mamait in the achilas shlomim. It will definitely be mamait in achilas shlomim. And there'll be no not bar not the hetera, because it's not bar not the isura. The isur chatas is here the whole time. You're just transferring what is presently the present restrictions of chatas will be transferred. A not bar not fully transfers all the present isurim. It just prevents future isurim from being chal, but it will transfer all the present isurim. Right? That's what I'm saying. That you could argue with the shlomim question, you could say, well, today's shlomim has in it a din, yesterday's shlomim has in it a one day zman left. That's not how he's looking at it. He's not looking at it like there's an intrinsic time limit in yesterday's shlomim that's running out. You're transferring over, you know, one day that's remaining. He's looking at it, it's absolutely the same until the zman nosar is chal. Zman nosar is chal when there's no tam, when there's only tam kolosh, so it won't be chal. But by chatas, you are transferring present qualities, present characteristics of iser achila, of restrictions of achila. Only zichrei kahuna, and only that's enough. But even only in the mikdash, right? Okay. So he says like this, right, Levi? That's right. In other words, the bittel of the tam kolosh is because it has no effect. That's what we mean by tam. That the bittel of that there's a bittel of tam kolosh, because nothing. There is no din of it now, and the iser can't be chal on it. So effectively, it's bittel. Doesn't mean that a second degree tam doesn't exist. It means it has no effect. Okay, because it's nothing now. It's all heter, and it won't be. And iser won't be chal on it. But if there's iser now, then the second degree, then the tam kolosh still has the characteristics of tam and iser. Okay, so it's very much dependent on what we were saying yesterday. So that was their problem. They were able to work out shlomim to shlomim, but when you get to chatas to shlomim, you can't avoid the problem. And therefore he says that they basically had no answer to this question, right? Ubetosvos zal lo tirtzu bezek klum. They had no answer to this question. Mipnei shehem so savurim ki ledivre rava kol yom v'yom nasa giu l'chaveru v'ein sarach shum hagala ked ashkan degarsi benuschi didon. Chenu bipirushi rashi zal. Ihachi agala nami lo tiboi kasha v'chem pir girsa v'pirush rabbeinu chanano zal. Ulfi oso hagirsa ha'emes shein tirtz l'kushi yaseinu. So he says, if your go race... The if you go race e hachi hagolo lama boy, right, nami loti boy, if you go race hagolo nami loti boy, there's no answer to this question. Because what does it mean hagolo nami loti boy? It means there's no problem even without hagolo. I mean, all the problems have been removed even without hagolo. There's no reason for hagolo at all. But what about this problem of being mamait in the achila shlamim because of the bishul of the chatas? That's an unanswerable question, he says. The truth of the matter is, Tosis does answer it, but it gives an answer that he considers not really an answer to this question. The Tosis says that basically they just held, since it's Mimbamino, and Mimbamino is Batal Barov Midaraisa, they were matir to go according to the Daraisa. Even though the Rabbanan, we don't hold Mimbamino is Batal Barov by Bishol, we hold you need Shisha by Bishol. Since it's Daraisa, in the Mikdash they were Mekel and they just held Minbamino's Batal Barov. Meaning to say there's no answer that gets out of the problem without bending one of the rules. Okay? You gotta basically say they weren't really keeping the din the way we keep it outside of the Mikdash. They had like Ein Shvus Mikdash kind of thing. Like they made an accommodation in the Mikdash not to be machmir on min b'mino b'rov. They were maker adin on min b'mino b'rov. But basically, there's no way to remove the whole problem. You can just say they didn't, in terms of the premises that we're working with, without changing one of the premises. But that's because your go race that the Hagala does, that there's no need for Hagala. But that's not really necessarily the Girsa. He says, Mikol Makom, Hagirsa Hazos, Koshim Od Be'enai. He says, but that's a tough Girsa to wind up in the end and say, Hagala Nami Loti Boy Kasha. He says, "Dahakatani Ashvud v'Askla Magilan." The whole thing got started because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "You do Hagola." V'yala Mila Hazos, meaning Magilan, Shaklu V'Taru Amaroi Liyashiv Osa. The whole point of the Shaklu V'Taru was to figure out what the Mishnah meant when it said, "You do Hagola." V'Allah Osa Rava Lefirushi. Rava is actually coming to explain what the Mishnah says, Hagola. What the Mishnah means by Hagola. So how could he be mishamish the Mishnah and say the Mishnah says you need hagala and he's going to explain it to me you don't need hagala. V'ilu tano tani magilin. It says magilin. Vim kain harei rava mishabish lano Mishnah. He yoser min amorayim arishonim. He has the worst shibush of the Mishnah. Meaning the other ones wanted to say it means Hagala and Liban, whatever they were going to say, it means Mika Vishtifa, but it comes out Rav is just totally distorting the Mishnah. V'divrei Abayi Shesosar who has Devorov. Ukiyotzi Bezeh Lomot Sinu B'Shum Makom. We never saw a thing like this. The Mishnah says one thing and Rav just tries to ignore it. V'ein Lecha Loma De Rav Asover De Mishum Gil De Kol Yom V'Yom Tana Tani Magilan. Da'alo Mashma Lishna De Masis In Hochi Klal. You can't say he meant the cooking is Hagala. Okay. V'od imkein hechi parchinen lei lai nuscha Hagala lamili. All right. So then it shouldn't say, what do you need Hagala for? If the cooking is Hagala. Me'ato efsha ligros hagirsa azos v'yale divrei rova kehogen. Okay, I mean, there's a question of the straight girsa should be lama me'ata e efshar ligros hagirsa zos v'yala divrei rava kogan. You cannot have the girsa of Hagala Nami Loli Boy Kasha and work out the Rava. That's his whole point. So how do you work it out? It goes like this. Yeah. The Rava Hachikama. This is what Rava really said. Ready? Mishum Hachi Sogi Gabi Kachim Bahagola. Unbelievable result. He says, he's obviously working with the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you need Hagala, right? And Rava is only coming to explain why Hagala works. You understand? He's assuming there's Hagala. Because the Mishnah says you do Hagala. But our problem is Hagala shouldn't be enough because you should need Libun. So Rava is just coming to explain why it is that Hagala is enough. Okay? So how is it that Hagala is enough? Mishum hoki sagi gabi kachem Hagala. Mishum debelav Hagala ika gi'ul shel kol yom v'yom. That's a letdown. What does that mean? Why is Hagala enough? Because without Hagala, you have gil shel kol yom v'yom. What does that mean? U'me'ata yesh lanu tiris l'kushyas hatosu. So now he'll work it out for you. Ein kan. So do they do Hagala or do they not do Hagala?
They did
do Hagala. But even without it, you'd have gil shel kol yom v'yom.
I think it's because if even without it, you still have something to support it.
Okay.
You just have it by itself.
Okay. Let's see. He said it like this. Now we can work out all the problems. The ein kan chshash tam chatas b'shlomim ad sheyayuyu shlomim necholim asurin shelo zichrei kahuna. So he's working out the last question, right? Now what about the case where you cook a chatas and then a shlomim? Why don't we say the chatas is going to be mamayit the achila shlomim? Okay. So he says, no, we don't have this problem anymore. Why? The cave and Ika Hagala Bain Tayim, they really do Hagala in between. They actually do Hagala after the carbon. Shuv I Kan Kidei Nesinas Tam. Right. That's probably just missing that last one there. Ein Kan Kidei Nesinas Tam. V'kol. So what does that mean? So now he's putting down a very important postulate. He's saying, even something that needs Libun. Right? I mean, I guess it's going on what he was saying before. Even something that needs Libun, if you do Hagala, you're not going to have left in the Shvud a Nesinas Tam for the next Bishul. You get out most of it. That's like you were saying before. You'll have a Tam Kolish. Now he's making it clearer. A Tam Kolish means a Tam that really won't be sensed fully in the next Tavshil. V'kol she'ein b'rishon k'dei nosein tam b'sheni. So that means the Kli is the Rishon now, right? The Shvud is the Rishon. So now that you've done Hagala on the Shvud is a Rishon that won't be able to give Tam into what it cooks. Eino nechal k'rishon achomor. Ela hasheni mevatlas harishon. Ah, so now we'll say that the second one doesn't have to be eaten like the chumra of the first one. In other words, the shlomim that you couldn't cook on the Shvud of the Chatas doesn't have to be eaten k'chatas. Aye, the Chatas is nosin Tam. I mean, there's some platas of chatas going into the shlomim. So he says, yeah, but it's not a nosin tam anymore. So it's bottle. Ukidnam behedjet berg dam chatas b'kol bishul bo kachim v'chulin o kachay kadoshim v'kachim kalim im yesh bohen nosin tam reyaga kalim kachamurim. Yeah, but if there's no nosin tam, ain't a kalim nechon kachamurim. So basically he's saying that what do you have? It's interesting. He's working somewhat like Tosa's answer, but he instead of Tosa's answer of a bittel of rove, he knocked. He said the bishul, the hagola knocks it down to a bittel of nosin tam, right? So basically, you remove the tam, you remove the ability of the shvut to be a nosin tam of the chatan to the shlamim. Vi kashalon, he says v'chein pirsha rambanzal. Vi kashalon came into omer the rova my de komar the kol yom v'yom nasagilo chaveru badi hagola. But now it's not so simple. If you're going to tell me that Rava always meant Hagala and then cooking, right? So what was the Gemara's question at the beginning, from the get-go? What was the question? Right? ad kapolit nosar dechatas do idna bechatas v'shlom de l'mochar. Who cares? Now is now why does the Gemara say that's good if you keep cooking shlomim? Now it's basically saying once you're going to assume that you're doing a hagala and the hagala removes the tam, and all that goes into the next one will be bittul, so you're relying on bittul. You're basically relying on bittul. So once you're relying on bittul, who cares if you end off with a shlom or a chatas? Right? There's not enough tam left in the shvud to have any effect on the next carbon, because you did hagala and removed the character of Nesinas Tam. So it's true, stuff goes in, but it's batal. What's the difference if it's batal from a chatas? If your chatas, if the shlom is being batal to chatas, or even what? No. Even more. Who cares if you're ending off with a shlomim and you're going to be mevatel the chatas with the shlomim, or if you end off with a chatas? And what? And what? And tomorrow you'll be mevatel the noser. Tomorrow. Now, what's the Gemara's whole question now? Now that we're saying that this whole thing is working on an idea of bittul, we can't learn like Tosus. There's no way to avoid, there's no way to use not bar not and get out of all the kinds of problems without any real bittul. You have to say that there's isser in the kli that you're using, but once you do hagala, you remove enough isser that it won't affect the next food. And by isser, I mean chatas. Relative isser. Chatas is usser legabe shlomim, because chatas has restrictions and shlomim doesn't. So how do you cook the shlomim after the chatas? It's basically there's isser chatas in the shlomim. So basically you do it by reducing the tam of the chatas to such a small degree that whatever goes into the shlomim will be batal. So it's basically a phenomenon of being mevatal. Being mevatel isser into the next food. So once you're relying on being mevatel isser into the next food, so end off with the shlomim. End off with the chatas, who cares?
But then you are full noser.
Right, so the next day you wake up and you have the shvud with full noser in it, do a hagala. And then there'll be no more Nesinas Tam.
Anything?
Huh? Even if you have full nosar in the shvud tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Do hagal on it. Get rid of the Nesinas Tam of the nosar. And whatever nosar goes into the carbon that you cook will be batal. Just like you're getting, the whole point, his point is that the chatas is really like an isser. Is really like an isser, megabe shlomim. Because chatas is not, chatas has restrictions of zichri kuna and makom. So how do you eat the shlomim anywhere? How does anybody eat the shlomim that has tam chatas in it? Yeah, because I boiled out the tam chatas, I got rid of the tam, and there are some mashus of chatas going into the shlomim, they're batal. So you see, basically, we're relying on bittul. So what's the difference from a mevatel the full tam of the chatas by hagala, and they don't worry about it, or from a mevatel the full tam of the nosar with hagala, and they don't worry about it? What's the difference? Right? That's his question. Read it again. V'kashalon kevan de'omrit de'rova ma'idika omar de'kol yom v'yom nasa giyo l'chaveir b'hadi hagala hu de'shori, if he's only doing it with hagala. Why the Gemara say shlomim is good? Ad kapolit, and then it says you got to do the shlomim, and then the whole question of the chatas, and then it says do the shlomim after the chatas, right? The harminan the ma'ida polit lo havi no sin tam the mashu. Who cares? We're basically winding up saying that whatever's left is a mashu after the hagala. V'lo havi nosar, v'lo psul. So the next thing you cook won't be nosar. There won't be any psul. Lezeh hikshar Rabbeinu HaRashba. That was the question that Rashba ended off with. He had no answer to that question. That was the question of the Rashi. Once you're going to add in, in other words, if you don't have Haggalah, then there's no way to answer the question of being Mamayit the Kadshim. And if you add, and if you put in Haggalah, there's no reason to end over the Shlomim. Okay. He says, "V'nir li lefi anias daiti, she'atalmud sover shelo amru shim ein bo no sein tam shu mutter el inyan kachim kalim v'kachim chamurim." This is an interesting answer. It's not so clear, but he says like this. He says, "Look, what are we relying on? Relying on bittul." We're relying on the problem of Ein Meval and L'chatchila, basically. So he says that the Gemara held that it's mutter to cook with a kli that's not going to be a no sein tam only when we're dealing with kachim. Kachim kalam and kachim kadar and kachim chamurim. The sof hakol yesh bo tzad heter. Elashein achilas and shoveh. So look, chatas and shlomim, they're both kachim. They both can be eaten. There's a way to eat either one of them. It's just that there are restrictions. The derech achil is not exactly the same. Chat is eaten, shlam is eaten. Not exactly the same, though. Then they're matir, the bittul. Of a legabe iser nosar, ukiyotze bo, she'ein bo heter l'shum adam. But if you would wait for it to become nosar and then boil out the tam and then cook with it, it would come out that you're being mevatel nosar. And nosar has no heter achila to anybody. Nobody can eat nosar in any way. Ad sheyehe lo hechsher gomor. The only reason, ein lonu levatel yisru klal. Then we shouldn't be mevatel that iser. Until you have a full hechsher ki klei midyan. Amazing, goes back to Klamidian. Right? Vizehu mashechidesh rava, va'omar, kol yom v'yom nasa gila chavero. That's what Rava said. That what? That every day is a cleansing to its friend. That's, now he's going to go through the Shaka of Attire. V'atalma hikshed ha'nicha l'gabi chaveiro ovo masha nisha l'inyin ha'isser nosar ovo masha nomar l'inyin isser nosar di bishlamo shlamim bishlamim leke isser nosar. Yeah. Right, right. In other words, the first one is saying the shlamim is good. Like Tosa says, no? No, each day you're cooking shlamim, you've got nothing to worry about. Because it'll be into the next shlamim, it'll be a not bar not de tera, and there'll be nothing to worry about. Aye, but what about when the kli becomes nosar? Right? Like if you have a chatas, and tomorrow it'll be chatas. So, v'aska rava d'chi katani magila n'hayna b'di eved be'anfa d'leka iser nosar. So that's what Rava said. Rava said, no. When I said you can do Haggalah, that's when there's no Isser Nosar. Okay, the Pirish V'ozo. V'lo bo Haggalah ek ele kadesha lo lema'id zman achiloson. I'm only proposing Haggalah. Rava's saying, I'm not saying that Haggalah is a hechsher of Isser by Kadshim. Right, pshat-wise, he's saying like this. How does the Mishnah say Liban over here and Haggalah over there? So Rav is saying, I'll tell you how. Forget about what we could think of the Shaka Vatari in a minute. But the ikkar of what Rav is saying is like this. He says they're really the same. But when do you need Liban and when do you need Haggalah? He's saying you don't need Haggalah in the Mishnah in Kadshim, because we're not dealing in Kadshim with a case of real Isser like we are dealing with an Avodah Zarah. Because whenever you have real Isser, like Midyan, then Haggalah won't work for the next, to be Machshir Kli. We won't say, do Haggalah and rely on the Bittul of whatever's left in the next Tavshil. Whenever there's real iser mamish in the kli, you need to have a hechsher mamish in the kli. That's leaven. I am only saying that all you need is hagala to prevent the problem of one carbon being mamait and the other carbon's achila. That's all I'm saying they used hagala for. Right? Not that hagala really is a hechsher by kadshim, but when there's real iser, that would be nosar. That's what the Gemara said. Oh, that's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara thought it meant, oh, if you're going to tell me how Gala works by Kachim, so what about when you end off, if you're going to tell me how Gala is that you're relying on Hagala to be Mavatal the Tam, so then why can't you end off with a Chatas and me, and what about the Tam Nosar? So he says, no, I'm not saying that Hagala was used. The Hagala was used as a machshir of the kli, but it was used kadesh shalom lemaid zman achilasam. V'gam shalom yuacha murim neacholam kikalan. V'chein hay l'shonah shel Rava muchach ela shatamud ba upiresh devarav. He says really that was all contained in Rava's first statement, but the Gemara went through it and drew it out. So what's the crux of his idea? And this is his chiddush that the Ramban and the Rashba couldn't figure out. That what? It's a big chiddush. In terms of Ein Mevatlin, he's saying it's not such a simple idea, because he's saying that we have to define it. That the chatas, the truth of the matter is the chatas has isurim. Once the chatas goes into the shlamim, chatas l'gabi shlamim is a tremendous chumra. Shlam is eaten by the balam, whoever wants to. He can give it to whoever he wants to. And the chatas has the dafka be eaten by the kohanim. So he's saying, but since each one has a tzad heter, we don't call that a din of mevatlin. We don't require a hechsher in the kli of libun. But nosar requires a full hechsher in the kli. Why? Because nosar can't be eaten by anybody. What I mean? Well, let's just make it clear. In other words, he's learning like this. He's learning the hagala in anything. If you had a kli shemishtamshim al ha'or, you have a spit, a shvud. No matter what it was used for, if you do hagala, you will definitely prevent the iser in the next food. The next food you cook on it, on the fire, will not become usr. Why? Because it's just a mashu. There's no more nesinas tam from the shvud to the second food. That's what it means. Whenever you have a kli rishon that's not able to be in nosein tam, then he says that after the hagola, that kli rishon will not be in nosein tam into the sheni. Okay. But the problem is lichatchila, you're allowed to be mishtamish with a kli that didn't have a proper heksher done to it, even though you know there's a bittel. That's his problem. So to that he says, it depends. If the kli has a tzad heter, then it doesn't require a hechsher. And you can rely on the bittel.
Does or doesn't?
Does not require a hechsher, and you can just rely on the bittel. If it has no tzad heter, then it requires a full hechsher. Why? Like kli majun. I mean, the problem for him is, why couldn't they just do a hagala after the chatas and not do a shlama? That would also seem to have worked. Right? Okay. Now, in terms of the Shlach Levataria, he's saying that Rava said, all you need to do is hagala between the hagala. All you do is, before you want to cook a carbon, do a hagala on the kli. Then do the tzli. And then you'll get rid of all the problems. So the Gemara says, what do you mean you get rid of all the problems? That's good if you're only cooking shlamim. Because every day when you wake up, the kli is not nosar. But what if you cooked the chatas yesterday? When you wake up today, the kli is nosar. You're suggesting now that you can do hagala on a nosar? That's like saying do hagala on an treif. That's exactly our problem. You should eat limun on nosar. So Rav said, no, I wasn't saying Hagala in the case of Nosar. I was saying do Hagala to prevent the miut of the tam, the miut achila from chatas to shlamim. But every day they had to end off on a shlamim, of course. Okay. Right. Yeah, but what's the point? What's the chiddush of the Ritva? Svara wise. Now, is he saying that the only time you need a hechsher kli is when there's a shame isser in the kli? But if there's no shame isser in the kli, and you just worried about the nesinas tam, hagala would be sufficient.
Is that what the Rashba was saying yesterday also?
No. Was that what the Rashba was? The Rashba was not taking care of the Chatas problem. Oh, you mean, did the Rashba have Agala? He's saying, in other words, what the Chiddush of the Ritva is, even though shame Chatas is really like a shame of, even though Chatas really has the restrictions, even within the realm of Kodshim, in other words, it's a bigger chiddush than we were saying yesterday. The Rashba was just saying cases where there's no iser now, but there just be a chalos. But chatas really is iser now.
Oh.
Right. Chatas right. Really is.
The Rashba included that.
Iser now. In terms of where it can be eaten and who it can be beaten by. So he's saying the. Now it's to a Zohar, Chatas is Isser. Let's put it that way. If you're a Zohar, if you're not a Kohen, Chatas is Isser. So I have my shlamin, which I'm allowed to eat, and I want to cook it in the pot that had Chatas. That would be like cooking it in Isser, in a pot of Isser for me. Right? It's not a matter of preventing a chalos. The chatas is there. There's the full shame chatas in the kli. What the Ritva is saying is, but the kli doesn't have a shame of iser, like clay midyan. In order to have the din of requiring a libun, a full hechsher on the kli, it's only when the kli has a shame, has a full shame iser, when there's no tashmish heter in the kli. If there's no tashmish to heter of the kli at all, then it's doma lemidyan, and then they're men the midrabanan with matzrich the full libun. But where there's no shame iser in the kli, you don't have to change the kli from a chefta shel is to a chefta shel heter. Then you're only worried about nesinas tam, as long as you reduce the tam to a mashahu. There's no issue to be mishnamish with it. There's no issue to be mishnamish with it. He says, "V'yeshah yu sevurin ledakdek mi mashmo senu she'im bishal adam cholav v'kedir shal matches u'bishal bo achakach yerek she'mutal lachzul avashav baser bo bayom she'gvar nigal b'bishal yerek v'yerek how you heter mishib nosim tam b'nosim tam." Because he's saying that you need a real gil? Why? Because he's saying that the cooking of the vegetables is not considered a hagala.
If
you did hagala, it would definitely be good. They were learning that the bishul itself was like a hagala. If you're going to learn, but the way he's learning, Rava was insisting on a real hagala b'mayim. Now some hold that yarek is not a hagala. The food doesn't count as a hagala. That's the question: if you need dafka mayim or other mashkin. So he's saying you can't say from this that if you learn kol yom v'yom nasa gil chavero and the Gemara asks hagala ma'ili boi, then ain't a chanami. Cooking a yerek would be equivalent to hagala. But if you're learning like he's learning that gil that the dafka that there was a hagala of mayim and that's really what created the heter, not the cooking, but the hagala of the mayim. then you can't be medayik from this that cooking yirakos would be a hechsher. The Ra'ah has a strange other shita. The Ra'ah has a shita that the Ra'ah held that you don't have to, that there's no gzera eino ben yomo oto ben yomo by basar and chalav. I told you that, right? Yeah. Strangest shita. The river brings down. Doesn't. I don't think he holds from it. But he said the Ra'ah held that way lamaisa. The only gzera eino ben yomo oto ben yomo was by a kli of iser. But there's no shame iser in basar or chalav. And if it's an eino ben yomo, you can use lechachilil.
For what?
For the other thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
He says, the Ritvus quotes him. He says, I've never seen anybody say this before. It's a big chiddush that is not found anywhere. He says, but I saw him do this in his house, I think he said. Right. No, this is mashma. Those huge questions, a good question. Why don't they just end off every day with Haggalah and be done with it? Why do they have to cook Shlom? So it sounds like he's saying they didn't want to rely on Haggalah as a Maisa Hechsher of Isser Nosar. Right,
because there your full intention is to avoid the creation of Isser.
Right, but you have to cook a shlomim. You want to cook a shlomim, and you don't want the shlomim to have the. You have a real positive idea here of the shlomim, not just like a maisa hechsher stam. It's not to change the shame and the kli. You want to be machshir for the. You want it to be able to have your shlomim without the restriction of the chattis. So then they, he calls it bidyevet. Right, he calls it b'di'evet. And he says it. He says it specifically. Lo d'chi katani magilon henu b'di'evet be'anpa d'leka iser nosar. But he means he means to say they wouldn't do it to even just to prevent the nosar from tomorrow. And then they would do a libun if it was really if the. They wouldn't do that. They'd only do a bidyevet where they want to prevent the where there's no inyan of nosar, but there's an inyan of the being mamayit b'kachim. See, it's an interesting thing. The Ritva in Yerodea is the Ritva is brought down. The Mechav brings down the Ritva that the sheet of the Ritva that's similar to this. You know what I'm talking about, Yehuda? That he says if you have a kli that's very big that only has the blia of a mashu of iser, you don't have to kasher it. Because if you always use it in the shear that there's never nesinas tam, then there's no reason to kasher it. Let's say I have a cup, let's say I have a vat that you never use it half empty. It's always used full. Whatever, a certain kind of kalim, you don't never use a barrel. You never fill up half a barrel, right? So if I had a barrel that had a very small amount of iser that was balua into the barrel, and keneged the full barrel, it would never be a shear of nesinas tam. The Ritva held there's no need to kasher that, because the kli never had the shame iser, and in terms of the mashu, we don't worry about being mevatel the mashu. So similar to what he's saying over here. That over here it's different because you started out with the full shear of Isser. You started out with the full shear of Tom. Right? You wouldn't, the Ritva's not matir you to do, you know, you can't use the Ritva's trick and say, okay, so if all I have is a mashahu, I don't have to kasher it, so I'll do Haggalah, I'm left with a mashahu and I don't have to kasher it. No. You got to go from, because over there the Kli had a shame Isser to begin with, but when only a mashahu fell on the Kli, he's saying it never gets a shame Isser. Now it's just a practicality of that mashu that we don't say mevatel lechachil on a mashu. But over here we're dealing with cases where it starts out with a full shame. So he's saying as long as the shame it starts out with is not iser, even though it has restrictions like chatas, there's also no din of hechsher kli dafka. It's just a din of making sure that you're not being, that there's no nesinas tam. So if you do haggalah and you reduce it to a mashu, there's no need for hechsher kli.